Students, it's time for exercises. As I mentioned before, I think this particular grammar topic is not as difficult as many other grammar topics we've already taken in this course. The only thing you need to understand is the difference between going to and will, and I think it's pretty clear, right? And the rest will go smoothly. Again, will is a decision made on the spot, and going to is a decision, something that has already been decided. Okay, 23.1, please open the PDF file attached to this audio class. Complete the sentences using will, apostrophe LL, or going to. Number one, A, why are you turning on the TV? B, I'm going to watch the news. I'm going to watch the news because, so what's the meaning of the sentence? Probably the person who's turning on the TV has a purpose in mind. He or she has decided to watch the news. That, therefore, he or she says, I'm going to watch the news, right? It's the reason. Number two. Oh, I've just realized I haven't got any money. B, haven't you? Well, don't worry. Blank, you some. I lend. As always, I require, I advise active participation, which means in this case, write the answers down. So right now I'm going to give you the minute and you're going to write those answers down. Okay, again, well, don't worry. Blank, you some. I lend. 1 minute. Go. All right. Oh, I've just realized I haven't got any money. I've just realized is something that already kind of gets you a hint, right? Gives you a hint, because just realize means it's something that has not been pre-planned before. And if something hasn't been decided or planned before, we're not going to be using be going to. So, continuing, haven't you? Well, don't worry. I lent you some. What does it mean to lend? Lend means to give money or anything else. And borrow means to take, right? Just FYI. Well, don't worry. I'll lend you some, or I will lend you some. A decision made on the spot. Make sense? Alrighty. Number three. A, I've got a headache. B, have you? Wait a second and blank an aspirin for you. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Let's see. I've got a headache. Have you? Wait a second. And an aspirin for you. Now, what you have to think here, is it something that the person who's answering decided before, or is he or she decided on the spot? Clearly, he or she decides on the spot. How do we know? We know because he says, or she says, have you? Which means, oh, really? Or, oh, what a surprise. Or, well, this is news, etc. So clearly, we're not going to use be going to. We will be using future simple. So have you? Wait a second. And I'll get an aspirin for you. I will get an aspirin for you. All right. Let's continue. Number four. Why are you filling that bucket with water? B blank. The car I wash. All right, a minute to decide. All right, let's see. Why are you filling that bucket with water? What's a bucket, by the way? I remember some students asked me in the past. And I remember they even gave me a Tristina word for it, but unfortunately, I did not remember it. So bucket is where you put the water, right? So in this case, the car I wash, you have to ask yourself again the same question. That is this something that has been projected before, or is this a new information? Generally speaking, 99% of people who are filling a bucket with water have a reason for it. Maybe 1% just fills it with water for no reason, but 99% fills it for a reason. Therefore, it's going to be something that has already been decided. Therefore, we know we're going to be using be going to. So, why are you filling that bucket with water? I am going to wash the car. I'm going to wash the car is something that I have decided before I started to fill the bucket with water. Unless you're 1% and, but this is not the case, of course. All right, number five. A, I've decided to repaint this room. B, or have you? What color blank it you paint? 1 minute to write the answer down. Okay, let's see. Where I've decided to repaint this room. Or have you? What color? And again, the question is this a decision on the spot? Or is it something he or she decided before? Clearly decided before because the person actually says, I've decided to repaint this room. Therefore, without a lot of thinking, we know we're going to be used be going to. So, or have you? What color are you going to paint it? What color are you going to paint it? Okay. Number six. A, where are you going? Are you going shopping? B. Yes, blank. Some things for dinner. I buy. 1 minute to decide. All right, let's see. Where are you going? Are you going shopping? Yes. All right, again, is she or he going, knows what he's doing or he's going, or is it an immediate decision? It's clearly not, because probably the other person sees him or her with a bag, and he says, or she says, yes, I am going to buy some things for dinner, right? I decided. This is why I am going shopping, right? Make sense? Good. Number 7. A. I don't know how to use the machine. B. It's easy. You, I show. 1 minute. Right. I don't know how to use the washing machine. And this is brand new information. And the other person says it's easy. And again, not premeditated information, but something new. Therefore, it's clear that nothing has been decided before. And it's something that's decided on the spot. Therefore, I know that I'm going to be using I'll show you, or I will show you. We'll use future simple for an action decided on the spot, or for an immediate response without anything premeditated, without anything planned beforehand. Make sense? All right. Number 8. What would you like to eat? B. Blank, a pizza, please. All right. 1 minute to decide. All right, let's see. What would you like to eat? Again, in this case, we decide that it's a response and it's an immediate response to the question at hand, which means it's not something premeditated. It's not something planned. So you say, I'll have a pizza, please. I will have a pizza, please. Usually, it's someone's asking at the restaurant, and the waiter or waitress asks you, what would you like to eat? You say, I'll have a pizza, please. All right, number nine. Did you call Lisa? B. Oh no, I completely forgot. Blank her now. A minute to decide. Okay, let's see. Did you call Lisa? Oh no, I completely forgot. And this already gives it the whole story away, right? He completely forgot. Therefore, there's not going to be anything. Therefore, I'm going to use future simple. So, did you call Lisa? Oh no, I completely forgot. I'll call her now, or I will call her now. All right, moving on. Number 10. Has Dan decided what to do when he leaves school? B. Yes. Everything is planned. Blank a holiday for a few weeks, he have. Then blank a management training course, he do. A minute to write the answers down.